So the whole idea, this is so much fun too. The whole idea of satellites is a big scam as well. David Wolf talked about it yesterday. We ran a video with David talking to a fellow, and we'll run it more this weekend, and they're all talking about this, and David's totally into it. He's done research, and according to David, pretty smart guy, that NASA is the number one purchaser of helium anywhere. And they're the number one purchaser of the material of these balloons that have a 10-year shelf life. So this is what satellites are. They're huge balloons, and there's a picture of NASA launching them. And David said they do about 5 a day. They're huge balloons, and they fill them with helium, and they put stuff on there, whatever they want, GPS stuff, or whatever they do, and they go up in there. And they go up a long way, and I guess if they have lights on them, you can see them up there, and they just float around, and they do what they do. So this is what Elon Musk is going to do. He's a total globalist lizard, and he's not telling you that he's not shooting any rockets up, but he is going to be launching, and still is launching, 20 satellites, but they're just balloons. And they go up so far, you know. But what people don't understand, too, according to David, is that all these things that people think they're coming from satellites, they're not really. All of the cell phone stuff is coming from towers. I mean, if they were coming from satellites when you get up on a mountain or somewhere, why would you lose connection with them? You'd be closer to the satellite, right? No, you get out of whack with the cell phone towers. So these things are all communicating with each other, and they got the whole thing figured out through the towers. That's why I have these towers every place, anywhere you look. Most of the internet is gone through underlying cables and stuff like that, not through satellites. But Elon Musk is going to have a satellite company. I think it's called... I signed up for it. You can look. It's Earth something. And they're going to have some really good... He's going to have some really good satellite internet connections. High speed for about $100 a month. And it's smart. He's a smart guy. And he's going to, he'll just blanket the world with these things. But they're not satellites. They're just balloons. They just put balloons up. But since Elon is a globalist, he's not going to tell you that. Oh, now we're shooting rockets up. NASA's never shot a rocket up the way they claim. You can't, because you can't get out of here. There's no space like they claim, where your weightlessness and all, it's all nonsense. It's just all made up. Isn't that amazing how much stuff is just kind of made up? Let's look at some emails here on this 17th of September, 2021. Oh, this is the fellow that sent that. Let me see. I wish what typing was so small. Yeah. Yeah, with the lights, it's hard for me to read. Let me put it to bigger. I can do it. Okay. The link here is with Buzz Aldrin interview with Conan. I mentioned during my initial phone conversation. Oh, this is from Taylor in Austin. Yeah, he's a cool guy. Okay, we played that. All right. How long does remdesivir stay in your body? Does it always damage organs? How do I combat the effect? I don't know. Oh, they were referring to the show we did with Dr. Artist. You know, that's above my pay grade, Judy. I just don't know. Dr. Artist is pretty available. You can go to his website. I think it's Dr. Artist Radio Show. .com, something like that, A-R-D-I-S. Email him. He knows a lot about remdesivir. He's been on the show twice. And if you don't know the story, he says that he can prove that remdesivir, this drug that they're giving people in the hospital when they present themselves with detox, you know, with whatever they create, and then they give them remdesivir, which is poisons the kidneys, and then the kidneys, their lungs fill up with water, and then they put them on a ventilator, people, and then they die. This is pretty much what he thinks is going on. And then another thing we're going to talk about Cowan and Kaufman about is that I believe this virus does exist. This virus exists in people's minds. And when it exists in the mind, it exists in the body. And then the body gets sick. If you really believe in a virus, it's in your body, right? And then anything can happen. It just depends on what you think the virus is going to do to you. So everybody's different. If you're really scared and it could kill you, you could get really sick. If you think you might just get the flu, then you'll get the flu. Whatever you believe is going to be your experience is what you'll receive. So think about it. Millions of people going to the hospital because they got a phony test because they believe the virus exists. So you have first the belief system the virus exists. That belief is in your body. You know, Katie bar the door from there. Then you go and get a test, which is false. So then you say, wow, I really got it. And then pretty soon you start feeling bad. Okay? Natural. And whatever symptoms you thought you were going to get, you'll get. And then you get scared. And then you go to the hospital. And then, you know, they kill people. Hey, Patrick, is there a way to watch the archive shows? Oh, yeah, we were just talking about it. SoundCloud only allows only audio, right? Yeah, you go to BitChute. Is there a way to see a list of the links to the videos you feature and change out for viewing pleasure? Not really, but if you look at our archive shows audio, on the front page and also under the archive shows by date, you can see all the shows we've done, and you can pretty much be sure that those shows are on BitChute, because we've been very pretty good at getting them all up there. We don't have a lot of the older shows when we started doing video 4 or 5 months ago. It's just too much to get all those things up there. So we're just putting, as of the last 3 or 4 months, I guess we got them all up there. So that would be the list. So anything you see on the audio, the video is on BitChute. Now, when you do the BitChute thing, I recommend that you do two things. One is you subscribe, then you hit this little bell, and that will remind you every time you put a new one up. So generally every day I just float it up to BitChute and you rock and roll. We were doing something to the website, but it really got too messy and just didn't work when, you know, just didn't work well, so we let that one go. We should probably take that whole thing sharing off the front page. It's just probably causing more distraction than anything, right? How much are these puppies going to weigh? You were talking, oh, yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to be, she said, about 35, 40 pounds. So they're not going to be huge. We're talking about some puppies that this lady I know in Dripping in Blanco has, Texas Healers, that are supposedly from people I've talked to at the farmer's market. They're very loyal, very smart, and also they stick around. They really want to stay at home. That's kind of their cool thing. One lady I talked to, who is sells lamb. She said she had a couple of healers, and she had one that would just stay on the porch, no fence, nothing, would just stay on the porch and go off to pee. That she was that, kind of protective of her. So they could be very, very loyal dogs, and they're in Blanco, and I think she has 3 or 4 pups left. I don't know how many, but email me. I'll hook you up with her. Her name is Casey, and you could drive in, do a day drive, if no matter where you live, really. You wouldn't have to put them on a plane if you want to get, and they're raw. Mom's been totally raw, no vaccines, so pretty cool, you know what I mean? Be a nice puppy to have, nice dog to have. Okay. Okay, I am gonna make this larger because this is just too small. Let me copy. Let me go to Word. Let me go to Word. Where's Word? Show me the Word. Okay, blank document, paste options. Okay, because this is a long one. Type is really small, and then with these lights, there's just no way I'd be reading these things. Okay, that was easy. Hi, Patrick, hope all is well. Oh, this is from Portugal. Wow, I want to go to Portugal, don't you? Just see what, okay. Funny to write you because you don't know me, but you have been a fixture in my house, my ears, my life for the past 18 months, like a calming presence in a storm whenever I think I'm being thrashed and cannot take it anymore. Your voice, a particular turn of a phrase, the resonance in the way you piece words together from your heart as if you're always saying to me, man, hey man, oh, it's not that bad. Enjoy the ride. I thank you for that. Oh. See, I get these kind of things, and sometimes you wonder why you do this every day, and then it's somebody actually, is being touched by, these words that I throw out there that God just downloads. Because I don't know what I'm doing, folks. I'm as clueless as you are, trust me when I tell you. I just download, channel, just a channeler. I have a couple of comments regarding your recent talk and interviews on stationary earth plane. I don't pretend to know the truth, and I'm no expert, but there's something funny in all this. Oh, okay. All right. I really like the tone of David Weiss's voice. He seems genuine, honest, even humble. The Santos guy, I will leave him out of the discussion. He is clearly unbalanced in terms of his intellectual capacities, which appear to be prodigious, and his emotional well-being, which appears to not be prodigious. Anyway, 2 brief things. I wonder if you have some thoughts, or if you could ask David. Okay. David was talking about the non-stop flight that is now available from Santiago, Chile, to Australia, and the theory that it is some kind of reinforced supersonic jet being flown by military-grade pilots. Okay, I know nothing of this. However, I did travel around the world one time, and I flew from Santiago to Easter Island, then Easter Island to Tahiti, then Tahiti to the Cook Islands, then the Cook Islands to Fiji, then to Fiji to New Zealand, which is essentially the same trip, but taken in pieces. And when I took, and I look at my itinerary, And I'll add up all the hours of total flying, it corresponds more or less to what a nonstop flight would be. If you calculated a bit of extra for takeoffs and landing and slight deviations, I assume these were not military-grade supersonic jets So how did I cover such a massive distance according to stationary Earth map in such a short time if not on a supersonic jet? I have no idea, but it's pretty geeky stuff you're asking. And next time we have David on, we're going to ask him. But there's no doubt. I mean, if you really look at the whole pilot thing, I don't know this fellow's name, but it's really a trip. They do not. They just don't admit that let's go across, you know. It just doesn't work the way they got it laid out. They've had about, I think David said they had about 10 or 12 documented cases where, they were claiming they were making this around the globe and somebody had emergency and they go into the nearest airport and they ended up way anywhere close to the globe model, but just exactly where it would be on a flat model. You know, they just sat down. So they kind of proved it that way. Okay. Hello, Doodle. Doodle, what you doing? Doodle, it's okay, sweetie. You hear? She's dreaming. It's all right, baby. It's okay, I'm right here. Sometimes she chases rabbits in her dreams. There she is. I live in Portugal, close to the sea, surrounded by sailors. David was focused on flights, but what about sailors? My friend Nuno, a passionate lifelong sailor, has sailed from South America through the South Pacific to New Zealand and on to Australia. When I showed him a flat earth map and asked if he traveled the massive distance between South America and New Zealand according to that map, he looked at me like I was literally from a different world. Now, he's a kind of a gentleman and he accommodates my quirkiness. He considered the distance that would have been traveled in his boat, and he assured me with great modest confidence there was no way he sailed that far in that time he took to make the traverse. Yeah, I mean, I can't answer that question because I'm not looking at a map and I don't really understand it. So I wonder what you, David's response to this is. I'm not trying to disprove anything. I get it. I too think we are lied to about many, many things, but something from my own life experience keep me from fully appreciating this flat earth and movable plane possibility from Billy. Yeah, well, I would just keep looking at the videos and working it out yourself, because I think you could kind of look at it. Know that pilots and seafarers, they go by a flat earth kind of thing. They do not navigate using any curvature of the earth, because there is none. So there's not any curvature in the earth involved in the navigations. I guess Columbus, if it even happened, he just got in a boat and came over this way. It was a straight shot, right? So I don't know the answers to these questions because I'm just a novice here in the flat earth world. But they're great questions, and I'm going to save these puppies. And next time we have David on, we're going to have some good grist for the mill. Thanks for the email. So your interview with Bonacci, can you give me the lost history documents? Yes, indeed. Boy, we keep sending out so many of those. Whoa, it's crazy. Here's an email about Bonacci. This show makes me wonder if our young adults have an education in mathematics and the sciences. Amazes me how there are guys out there that are actually convinced people to drink the Kool-Aid. First attempt to convince people of everything they thought they knew that just ain't so could be a very simple feat if ignorance is bliss. Scary thought. Second, might convince people that the ancients, whose written information hopefully wasn't corrupted over the centuries and millennia, have better methods and technologies that we do today of measuring and determining what our solar system, galaxy, and universe is made of. Ever seen the image from the Hubble? No, there are no images. They're all paintings. The NASA Hubble Space Telescope is a project of international cooperation between NASA and the European Space Agency. Amazing far off white dots that then finally were able to be focused turn out to be entire galaxies, not single stars. They're all paintings. They're all GCI. They're not pictures. Come on, Patrick. These are conspiracies out there, and they are conspiracies. Oh, they are conspiracies, usually from unhappy campers that aren't too thrilled with life anymore and need attention and are on their own fantasy world. Really? Your stuff and interviews on the pandemic shows are spot on, a true conspiracy, a secret plan by a group of do something unlawful and harmful, penetrated, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, so he says I'm a conspiracy theorist and I'm just not looking at the truth. So I would argue to you, sir, kind sir, if you look in the dictionary, that the definition of a conspiracy is two or more people getting together to break the law. So I would say that lying about your job, NASA, and the European Space Agency, which is the NASA of Europe, if they're lying, that's a conspiracy. So you, sir, are believing in conspiracy. Not me. You believe in a conspiracy, not me. That's a perfect conspiracy theory. I'm not going to call. NASA is proven to be fake. We know it. Didn't land on the moon. Never shot up any rockets. Do helium. Everything that they put out are paintings, CGIs. They're not actual pictures. Not one of Earth, ever. Ever. So I don't know about this European Space Agency, but I suspect they're the same thing as NASA. So now you have a real conspiracy, two or more agencies that are conspiring to make you believe that I'm crazy and you know what you're talking about. But I'm not saying you're crazy, but I don't think you're accurate. And, you know, come on, really? Unhappy campers that aren't too thrilled with life anymore and need attention on their own fantasy world? I would argue, sir, with all due respect, you're in a fantasy world and I don't need attention. If I need attention, I'd do a talk show. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying. That's not, you know, come on. You don't have to get snarky. I'm not going to get snarky. Oh, the same guy again, another one. When the four civilians get back from three Earth orbits, let's interview them and ask if they found an edge and looked underneath, or did they actually circle a sphere three times? Take care, Patrick. Yeah, this guy. They didn't orbit anything. They didn't go to the moon. I don't know how, you know, why don't you don't get that? They didn't go to the moon. They don't orbit anything. They've never orbited anything. There's no, you can't orbit the Earth. It's not spinning around. It's not out in space. I don't have to tell you. Let's see, I recently discovered your show. Greatly enjoyed. I found it when you were, covering the lost history. I was able to find the first one, which was a 5 hours long and fantastic. I can't find the 8 hour one. Would you send me that? That's from Nancy. Yeah, I'll send you that one. Okay. Oh. Hi, Patrick. Prices are skyrocketing even more, I see, in Dripping Springs. Where else in Texas do you suggest? Conroe, cheaper prices close to Houston where all the hurricanes, but green? Where else do you suggest might be Texas? Well, I think you could look at the Texas map, look at Dripping Springs, where you see Austin, west of Austin is Dripping Springs, and then you can just go west. I would just go west, young man, young lady, to places like Fredericksburg, all in that area, just west. Some really nice land out there, way less expensive than Dripping Springs and other places. You know what I mean? Just go west. Houston has some great Houston area, but if you look at the Houston map and look, go to the northeast up towards Louisiana, up that way, east of Waco and west, south of Dallas, but east, that area is really, really nice up there. A lot of lakes and streams, forest. You know, that's probably the two best places. Now, you can go way out west, Texas, but you wouldn't be near a city, really. But, I mean, you could get all kinds of things out there, but there's not a lot of water out there because they haven't figured out that there's water in the ground, but they will. But you get around Houston and Dallas, it's just real, you know, there's just more cars. And even Austin, there's more cars than you want to even think about. So I would do that, you know, that area. Emails patrick@oneradionetwork.com, or if you'd like to call, 888-663. This is from Theodore. Please send me the video footage of Flat Earth. These people are crazy for this stuff. By the way, I had my granddaughter, 15, stay with me over the summer. Ask her to live by the 17 words, that Richard Mayberry and you talk about. Yeah. Do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on other persons or their property. Do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on other persons or their property. So she asked her granddaughter to live by those words. And she said, it worked out great for both of us. I'm really looking into Ekankar here in the UK. I think they have Hugh chanting meetups. Oh. I'm 68-year-old grandmom who had been listening to you for over 10 years. First time I'm emailing. Well, look at that. God love you. She's looking into Ekankar. Good for you. Yeah, you can go to ekankar.org. Why would you want to do that? Well, I think the path of Ekankar is the most efficient, effective shortcut, if there is such a thing, to God realization that you can find as far as support. I mean that with all sincerity. I study a lot of religions, Taoists and Buddhisms and Buddhists and all kinds of stuff, this lifetime and other lifetimes. So Ekankar really is been around since the beginning of time. Really? Yeah, it was brought out in the 60s by Paul Twitchell. I don't know if it was called Ekankar back then, but it's just very simple. It's just the study of what is. And the teacher, if you will, the spiritual master, is divine spirit, is what is, right? So divine spirit, this state of consciousness, which is the highest state of consciousness that there is, and all religions have stemmed out of this, all of them, Buddhist, everything, have all stemmed out to what is, and what is has been around since, I don't know, 5 million years, when, who knows how long. So that state of consciousness, divine spirit, also known as the Holy Spirit, We call it the Ek, but it's just Holy Spirit. All religions work with, but you can work directly with the Holy Spirit even more efficiently and effectively through the path of Akankar because of the connection that you make through a person in the physical body here called the Living Ek Master, who's just a guy, been married, has children, but he was chosen by whoever chooses these things, other Ek Masters who kind of keep the universe kind of going, whatever it is, on all levels, astral, causal, mental, spiritual, the fifth dimension, and they choose a person, and there's always been a living Ek Master in physical reality since the beginning of time. This is the unbroken line of masters that's been talked about in many spiritual traditions, but this one is actually, really is. And so it's important to have a spiritual teacher in the physical body because that connection on the physical is unique and it's different and it's just important. And you can kind of think about it and understand why. He has a physical body, you have a physical body, but he embodies a state of consciousness, which is a God-realized state. So then he or it, whatever you want to call it, can then work with students who say, yeah, sign me up, I want to do that. I think I'd like to try that. And once you make that connection, and once you then make that commitment to spirit by in Akankar, you have then made a very important step because you as soul are saying, yeah, you know, that's interesting. I want to explore that. Count me in, all right? So why is that important? It's important because you are free. You have free will. You are a very unique being. You are soul. And until you make some kind of commitment to it, well, you got to go to it and say, yeah, count me in, sign me up. You can become a member of Akankar for like $150 just to pay for all the paperwork, and they send you discourses once a month and have special spiritual exercise to help you connect with spirit. And this teacher, the master, the Mahanta, his spiritual name is Wazi, will work with you on the inner planes when your body is sleeping. You can actually meet up with him and talk to him. And you have your best friend. This is what's cool. Your best friend ever, Divine Spirit, with this connection with the Mahanta, is with you every moment of your life. Right there. And everybody has it right there. But with Akankar, you just have a modality and a paradigm to make it more user-friendly, let me say. So God, in its infinite wisdom, spirit, have made sure that there's been a human that have embodied this state of consciousness, the Mahanta state of consciousness, the highest there is, which is divine spirit, which is everything, the path of total awareness, Akankar has been called, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, has made sure that a human, a real person, was trained over probably lifetimes to embody this God-realized state and to be there and to write books and stuff and talk to you, but then to make a connection And the more you make the connection with this person as a person, which is easy to do because he has a body and he has a name, Harold Klemp. You can go to YouTube and watch some of his talks and see if who he is, the way he talks, the way he expresses himself, everything kind of vibrates with you. Just go there. YouTube. Just type in Harold Klemp. Akinkar. Just type in Harold Klemp. I've taught you that you can sing the hue, H-U, which we can give to you now again here. And you can chant this, and you can begin to connect more with divine spirit by just singing hue. I think, this is not, you know, I'm not a representative of Akinkar. This is not official Akinkar. I'm just a soul here doing my thing. So don't tie whatever I say to the path, because I've got some strange ideas. But I believe that H-U, the sacred name for God, which has been used in a lot of different paths, by the way, I think it was the first word, where in the beginning was the word, God spoke Hu. And we do know, even the quantum physicists will tell you and the people we've talked to, the sound creates the light. Without the sound, there's no light, right? It works, yeah, that's pretty cool. Which is why the Bible says in the beginning, in my opinion, in the beginning was the Word. And what was it, how does it go? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made God. Something like that. I'm not a Bible folk. So you can get discourses once a month and read them, study them, and you'll have different spiritual exercises to do and let the games begin. It's the real deal. I remember the first time I came across Akinkar, which was, I told you the story about how I found him. It's just wonderful. Spirit just delivered this being that looked like an angel, blonde hair and blue eyes. And I relayed the story. But anyway, then after he did give me just one book and I read like 10 pages, I said, well, come on. It's about time. I was raised, you know, it was, I just knew. And so, but it took me about, I think about a year and a half or so before I actually joined up, right? Because I kept thinking, now, wait a minute, how could anything that is really the real deal, right? Really the truth, you know, how could it have an address and a building? I mean, that's not even possible, right? So I did. I went through that for about 18 months. And I got over that, and then. So I do spiritual exercises most every day. Some dream experiences, and I mean, it's just amazing what you can see. And what's cool about it is it's not a path where it's telling you don't do this, don't do that, none of that. Or the path is you got to believe this, and the only thing we really are taught to believe at first is two things: reincarnation and karma. And we know Earth is a path of karma. We just know it. Everybody of any religious sort will tell you that. And reincarnation, we know that's real. I've had cats that reincarnate, and I know people have had daughters that reincarnate and past husbands that reincarnate, and it happens all the time, and people know it, and it is what it is, you know. There's no really argument there. We've all been around a lot. So, that's really, wow, I don't know how I got into that. That's really the story that I best can say about Akinkar. And if it's interesting to you, go for it. Go to akinkar.org. I think they'll just even send you a book or two for free. Just call them up and tell them I sent you. This guy, you know, I'm sure they have a book or two they'd send you out. And, you know, but just be aware that you get into this path where you're really going for the truth, right? What is spirit? Where is spirit? How am I connected with it? And all this, you know, you could go through some real changes because you just will. And a lot of people bail out. I'm just going to warn you, a lot of people bail out after a year or two just because it's too much. And that's fine, because you'll always come back. You're going to always come back to the truth. You just always will, because being soul, you're just not going to give up until you're found your way back to God, which is really in our heart, where, you know, which is who we are. You just will, because otherwise you just, you know, we're just in constant, unhappiness, because there's something that is eating away. Well, what's really going on here? Because my religion's great, but I still got this itch, you know? It's the way it works. So the website is zackandcar.org. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. My name is Patrick Timpone. Nice to have you here. It is the 17th of September. Wow, I'm due for a couple commercials. What am I going to do? Oh, this is a good one. We know that these cell phone towers that we talk about and Wi-Fis and upcoming 5G. You know, I don't even know how this whole 5G thing, I'm really beginning to doubt a lot of this stuff. Satellites, 5G, I don't know. I think there's a lot of misinformation about the 5G. I don't know. But be that as it may, there are electromagnetic fields in cell phone towers, in your Wi-Fi, and they are challenging for the body. I mean, we know that. The science shows it that. I believe, of course, as we've talked about a lot, that we can and are learning how to protect ourselves from these things without using anything, right? Without using anything. I know it's true. But in the meantime, as we're getting really good at it, right? We're getting really good at it. You can check out this EMF protection device called Blue Shield and get yourself a cube. You see the picture there. Or if you're on audio, boy, a lot of people on audio this morning. A few people on video, but most people on audio. Anyway, the cube, you put that in the center of your home. It goes out 90 yards. It actually works with your cells and your electromagnetic field in your body, and we're all electrical beings, to somehow get stronger and deal with these electromagnetic fields coming from the cell phone towers. So it doesn't block you, it doesn't block anything, but it just helps the body to deal with these things in a more efficient way. Because remember, they're just vibrations, right? They're just, you know, you can say, well, they're dangerous and they're this and they're that. Well, maybe so. But they're just a vibration. And to think that we can't, as soul, or even with some technology like this, right, protect ourselves, it's just, you know, it's just shallow thinking, in my opinion. I mean, if we can make ourselves sick and we can give ourselves cancer by what we think and believe, we can certainly protect ourselves by what we think and believe. I think it's as simple as just telling yourselves, okay, I might be exposed to some things, so deal with it. That's what I do. But, you know, you can do it any way you want. But I've got two of these. I've got one here. I have a lot of equipment. And I'm a kind of a guy of trust in God and tie your camel, right? I mean, I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm going to do everything I can as I'm learning this soul-mind-body connection thing, because I'm no expert at it. I'm just learning like you are. I'm just out here on the razor's edge going, whoa, woo-woo. I don't put myself out as any expert or authority, you know that. I don't know what I'm doing. I just wake up every morning like you do and give it a go, baby. But I do know that the more that I really understand and believe and know about karma, and the nicer I am to people, the more that I do what I agree to do, the more that I trust spirit, the ek, trust divine spirit, trust my relationship with my teacher, and I talk to him like I talk to you. I just do. So it's so terrific to have your best friend right there who never gives you a hard time. See, I got back on Ekankar again. Trust me, folks, to have somebody that close, that, or that energy, or whatever it is, he, she, it, and all you got to do is say, man, I'd like to learn more about this, and boom, boom, you get it. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, we were talking about Blue Shield. Well, okay, you know the Blue Shield thing. How about hydrogen? Do you know the sun is, that's what Santos Bacci said, the sun is totally hydrogen? Nothing but hydrogen? Hydrogen, 100%? Whoa. This is from a previous show with Dr. Mark Serkis.
So 3 months ago, a study that was published in Dove Press, brain metastasis completely disappear in non-small cell lung cancer using hydrogen gas inhalation. A case study done in China, a 44-year-old woman diagnosed with multiple metastases.
What's a metastasis?
Means it spread.
It's spreading.
Not just one tumor, you have multiple tumors.
Uh-huh.
The kind of case where there's no hope, doctors give up hope, complete remission using hydrogen gas.
Really?
In terms of brain cancer, and of course in my hydrogen book, which people can download from my site, quite a bit of information about using hydrogen for cancer and the many reasons and studies that lead up to that. But this study that I'm talking about today, it's
amazing.
It's like taking a two by four and smashing it over the sign of modern oncology. Like, wake up, boys. Here's something simple, something you should be doing anyway, that happens to help people with the worst forms of cancer, almost doomed to die.
If these studies on breathing hydrogen gas in cancer cells are accurate, imagine the possibilities of what this technology can do for you and I when we breathe it and drink the water. Peer-reviewed studies have shown it's the best antioxidant known to man. What exactly is it doing? I have no idea. We have the AquaCure Brown's Gas Hydrogen Machine. We think the best one out there, created by George Wiseman. On our website, you can get a 10% discount, promo code ONERADIO, 1 year, no questions asked, money back guarantee, lifetime warranty, 10% discount. Click and order if you want one on oneradionetwork.com. Again, and I say this often, we don't make any claims. We're not claiming this is going to cure cancer or cure anything. This is just technology that have peer-reviewed studies that are used in China, Japan, helping people with cancer, with the ill effects of, what do they call that when you get a blood clot in your brain and stuff, strokes, healing faster when they breathe the hydrogen. So no claims here, but this, you know, look at the study. So it's just a tool that you can use to help yourself be happier, healthy in your body, just kind of get its act together. You know, it's that simple. We're back in business with Pearl Sim. I'm pretty excited, and this is a great, great product.
Did you know the DNA of the pearl and we humanoids are very similar? Did you know that?
The DNA that's responsible to create the pearl is very similar to how our human calcium metabolism is done. So it's very, very interesting. That's why the pearl is so good for our skins, for our bones, for even to rejuvenate our bone marrows, rejuvenate our bones, and rejuvenate our skins, and also nerve systems, you know, joints, all kind of muscles, and like eyesight, our eyes is a big muscle, basically, and also our heart. It's very good for the heart.
It's quite interesting that she mentioned the pearl works to build the bone marrow. And in Ayurveda medicine, they've often talked about the idea when you build the bone marrow is when you build beauty and longevity. Curious. Pearl, this is a great product. You can brush your teeth with it. And in my opinion, you'll see amazing results on your toothies. Really amazing. You can take it internally, mix it with face cream. Our link on One Radio Network goes to a two-pack where you get a great discount. But if you only want one to start, just click around and you get yourself one. Pearl Sim, click on the ad on front page, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah, they were out of biz for a while because of the whole thing going on with the supply lines coming from China, and that's where the pearls are grown in lakes in China. And but you know, they've been doing good, and they're getting back in shape, and they've actually are sending people a few extra little an extra thing because it took them forever to get their order, and so they're working it all out. So we're going to get her back on the show real soon. We have a lot of great products on our website. Just a quick plug before we get back to talking about whatever is how we promote ourselves, and if you're looking for something, we think that we have some really great products here. Oh, by the way, too, I haven't mentioned it much, but there's going to be a health freedom thing going on. Let's see, with Dr. Cowan and Dr. Kaufman that we'll talk about when we play the show on Tuesday. But you can go, they're presenting all kinds of people, just crazy amount of people. And you can go in person, I think it's in Florida, and you can also do it online. And if I knew the date, Kaufman, Cowan, David Icke, Kelly Brogan, Eileen McCusick, Sally Fallon, wow. Stefan Lanka, wow. Dolph Santango, John Stuart Reed, Vita Austin, the Beagleson Boys, James Demieux, Michael Ballester. These are all, it's the 2021 True Healing Conference. It's called the New Biology, and it's presented by Kaufman and Cowan. Get tickets. Let me click here. And it's right on our website. And you can go through our website right on the top page. Oh, man. Live stream access, early bird pricing, $100. Live stream full access, digital downloads, early bird pricing, $150. And I guess you can then go in person as well. It's October 9 through October 10. And I think it's in Florida somewhere. So you can check that out if you're in Northern Florida, Upper Florida, but you can do the live stream. I'm going to do it, man. They got some great people for $100. Then I don't know what the extra is. We'll find out. We'll find out what all the digital stuff is. But this is right on the front page. 100% virtual. Oh, so maybe they're not doing it in person. We'll find out. I thought for sure they were doing it in prayer. Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to film it and stuff, so. 13 speakers, workshops, live stream attendees. They got 5,000 already. Wow, pretty cool, huh? Oh, free virtual, I don't know. Well, go on there and nose around, see what you want to do. And that's right on our front page. the new biology. Indeed, indeed. So we got a lot of cool people, wonderful folks, wonderful people. On our, got a great shower filter. This new product we're doing now, it's oh, that doesn't work. Oh, there it is. BioAge. I've been taking like 10 of these BioAge a day. Don't it look cute? I have been. BioAge is a great product. We're selling BioAge. It's on our website. Man, AquaCure, sulfur, of course. Sulfur all the time. Andrea seed oil. We've been playing around with his milk thistle, Pearlseum, Shen Blossom, great stuff, Daniel Vitalis, you know, the sauna. I don't get a chance to mention most of these things. I do. The aloe, I just bought 4 half gallons of aloe. I've been drinking a lot of aloe lately, too. U.S. Coin Capital, get some gold and silver. So we have some really wonderful people on our website that, you know, we promote. We think that very top of the line, really cool people. So if you need something, let us know. Just come on. Just go on our website and party down. Okay. People send me more videos on flat earth, man. I get all flat earth. Will they be getting the holestrol for blood pressure back in stock? That's the best stuff ever. Really? Yeah, I never used it. So you tried it and then your blood pressure went down, or you know people? Yeah, I suspect so. You can write Marvin right there through the website and ask them, but I believe they'll probably will. They probably will. This is that same fellow that keeps whining about how crazy I am. I'm done with him for a while. Oh, here's another one. The reason pilots don't have to aim down as they fly around the spherical Earth is because they don't have to. Gravity is the same as they fly around the globe, so they aim their planes level, so that automatically rotates the plane as it flies around the globe. The globe Earth is huge compared to the size of the plane, so it seems like the Earth is a flat from our human perspective. No, it is flat. And that's just not true. The globalists say that the atmosphere, like this fellow is arguing, is hooked to the Earth, which is crazy, and that's the reason why pilots don't have to. If the Earth was round and pilots flying across the ocean, they would have to constantly, depending on which way they're going, move the nose of the plane so the gyroscope, which is necessary, always there to try to keep them level, they would have to. Now, this fellow and other globalists contend that the atmosphere that the plane is flying in is hooked to the Earth and the gravity and the whole thing. There is no gravity. Zero, nada. Check it out. Einstein is one of the main dudes that came up with gravity, and it just ain't happening. Even Rudolf Steiner. Now, Rudolf Steiner is probably one of the more reputable recent fellows. I think he was 1800, Rudolf Steiner. He talked about how Einstein was just not right. You know, all Einstein did, and by the way, he's a Freemason, so evidently the Freemasons got with Einstein. He was some big smart dude with a lot of weird hair and said, why don't you come up with this gravity thing, because we're going to fly this round earth and we need to have gravity, because if it's a round earth and it's spinning, If you don't have gravity, people down below are just going to fall off. Really? Why doesn't Hubble show us a picture of people on, you know, in Australia down below and show us a picture of people driving their cars upside down? Please. The whole thing just stinks. The whole thing just doesn't make sense. It just, Einstein, all he did was put up, we talked about it, he just puts up two blackboards full of mathematical equations and said, okay, you see, there you are, gravity. Gravity doesn't exist. You don't need to. On a flat plane, you can only jump so high because that's all you can jump, or you can put some fire under a thing and call it a rocket and go so high, and only so high. Or you can put helium in a balloon and go up. No gravity. I mean, just think about it. Do you really think that Earth could be spinning 1,000 miles on an axis going around the sun at 666,666 feet? Do you think they just made that number up? 666666? They did. And then the whole Milky Way is going around in this whole thing like they say it does, which it doesn't. And if you add that all, what did Santos say? It was like something 150 billions. Everything was moving. And then you can look at pristine lakes 5 miles wide that there's just not one ripple, nothing. It's not even logical. I was lying in bed last night, and I always like to sing Hugh, you know, for 5 minutes before, and then I just kind of settled in and really contemplating on the whole idea. I was just lying there as quiet as you can get, not a thought, and you just know that there's nothing moving. You don't need videos. You don't need anything. You don't need to be a flat earther. You just know that you ain't moving. He goes on. We are hurtling through space. The reason you don't feel it is because we're already in motion. If the Earth stopped and then got moving again, then yes, you would feel the centrifugal force, which would kill us, destroy all the buildings, etc. Remember, there are different scales in the universe. Thousands of miles per hour is actually slow for a planet. Slower, that's all made up. I'm pretty sure the flat Earth model does not explain the path of the sun for seasons. It does. You'd have to look into it. Explains it very easily. Sun is going around like this. It only shines so far. Some places are dark. Some places are light. Very easy. Why doesn't it explain? A spherical Earth makes perfect logical sense, really, for everything we observe. Since it makes perfect logical sense, then that seems to be probably correct. Flat Earthers need to read the introductory astronomy book, which will prove to you how they figured this all out, that Earth is a sphere, instead of just watching online videos of people that are uneducated, really. I do appreciate that Patrick and others questioning everything, though. That's great, to questioning everything, yeah. So I think you should question it too, because you're making all your assumptions on logical, and the only logical proof, with all due respect, sir, that you have that Earth is a sphere is pictures from NASA that are paintings, computer generated. That's all you got. You can see videos of the horizon from way high, and the horizon rises as you do. The horizon just stays. You're even in an airplane, 40,000 feet. The horizon is right there when you look out. Why is that? if the earth was curved, you'd have to look down to see the horizon. The logic is so strong for a flat plane. The logic. There's nothing logical about a sphere thing. Every so-called picture, and there are a few pictures from NASA that show some kind of a curved thing of Earth, they're all with fisheye lenses, every one of them. They've proven it. Fisheye lens will make it go like that. It's great. Really appreciate your show, and I'm just fascinated by the journey you took to going through your sciatica. I live in West Texas, and I've been dealing with sciatica and Motrin and all that. Yeah, I'm pretty much a sciatic expert because I've been through it twice, and from my perspective, I think the number one cause is muscles in our buttocks, in our hips, in our around our back, hamstrings are squeezing these sciatica nerves, which is causing the pain. I went through a lot of stuff, and the way I really eventually ditched it was to work with it for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, looking at it, lying down, trying to figure it out, getting body work, going to chiropractors, and just kept looking and seeing, looking, wow, is that, I mean, I don't, that's not making sense. And I finally just worked through it by wanting to know what the truth was and not just, you know, so I did it. And so I would, if you've got it going on, I would really find a deep tissue body worker and start working that way. I would start getting on the floor and just stretching like we're doing now. Stretch everything you can, as much as you can. Do forward bends, backward, just stretch. And just keep going, and just keep going, and keep going. And you might find that you'll be able to get rid of this thing just by stretching on a yoga mat every day. And do it as much as you can. Don't, you know, just stretch. I've been stretching now, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Wow. Going on 8 months, right? Full 8 months. 3, 4, 5 times a week, probably 4 times a week, an hour or so, some deep yoga. And I'm still, after 8 months, still working on getting everything completely like Jell-O, my hamstrings. Seems like hamstrings are like, boy, for me, are like the bomb, you know? So much going on there. And I know that the little bit of a numbness or discomfort that I have in my toes, which is, by the way, is going away little by little by little, is caused through a nerves, you know, going from spine, brain, all the way down through the hamstrings. And so you'll find amazing things will happen if you just start stretching. Everything, especially your neck. Oh my God. You could probably work on the neck for 4 years. So, you know, I recommend just getting some kind of simple yoga videos. Start there. They'll give you some pretty cool stretches to start. Forward bend, teach you how to breathe. You just don't want to hold your breath. Otherwise, you pretty much can't hurt yourself if you just keep breathing and stay awake. You know, don't think about anything while you're doing it. Just watch your body, listen to your body, see your body. You'll learn so much about how these little engrams are stored everywhere in our body. It's a trip. Yoga's been around thousands of years for a reason. This yoga means yoke, the mind-body. They knew that the mind and body was one, the yoga people, so they worked with the body with stretching to help the mind and the body let go at the same time. And that's what yoga will do. Just start any way you can. And just keep going deeper and deeper until you're just a complete noodle and you can just be one of those contortionists like at the circus. I don't know where it's going. I'm just going to keep going. This from Drew. Had been searching around doing research and came across your radio show. I'm digging your work and hope to look more into your work that you do. Ah, may the spirit that dwell before you be with you. Godspeed. Well, aren't you that just a nice fellow? Oh, this is the same guy. No, it's different. Different. Somebody asked this before. How does the earth being in a snow globe make us more spiritual? Well, I mean, I just think that knowing the truth of where we are, just like knowing the truth of who we are, is enlightening. It's freeing. It's a big deal. I mean, I really had a profound experience. Well, I don't even know how long it's been, but the moment I was watching these videos that I'll send you if you'd like to get one, just email me. And there was just a moment, and it may be 3-4 weeks ago, whatever. And I go, man, we really are not moving. It was just one of those moments. I'll always remember it. And I turned off the video, and I didn't sleep much for the next week. I was just so enamored and enthralled by the knowingness that I had. It wasn't some illusion thing, just, you know, people think you're crazy and you're just in a fantasy world. They don't know what they're talking about. I know the difference between a fantasy world and truth, trust me. And it was really profound. And for me, it really settled in the whole idea of no time even more. Because if nothing is spinning, right? If nothing is spinning except the moon, the sun, and the stars, they circle around us. If you can actually go to the Georgia Guidestone thing, you know, that's pretty cool, and look into a thing that they have there, and it's right up to Polaris, the North Star, and it never moves. Polaris doesn't move. The entire solar system moves around Polaris. And you notice that all the stars, after 1 year, calendar year, that people make up, you know, they just came up with this time and space, because it does move. So there's time and space up there. But I think it's all under the firmament, all these stars. They move. The earth doesn't move. Stars move around it. They can prove it. You can see it. I mean, think about it. If we were hurtling through space, 666, 666, around the sun, and then the Milky Way was supposedly doing this big dance, like they claim, at a billion miles an hour, and spinning on axis, and then after 1 year, the stars in the exact same position where they were a year ago. Really? Polaris never moves. The North Star, doesn't move. So, to answer your question, I mean, I think as we wake up and we get aha moments like who we are and why we are and what we're doing, you know, I think it gives you spiritual strength to know that, first of all, there's no time, so you have a lot more time to become more spiritual, so that's a plus, right? You don't have to age, because there's no time, the body's not going to age, you know. I've talked about this. You're just not going to, unless we think there's time. So you can let go of the whole idea of how old you are, because you're not. There's no time. It's just made up. Oh, well, you know, but I know you were born in 1964, really, and so you're such, really? Did any time pass between 1964 and 2021? Did any time pass? Earth didn't move around the sun. Nothing happened. Stars moved. You can be as old as you want. Make up a number. What does it matter? It's just made up. Make it up. Just made up. This is Gwen from Oregon. Thank you for what you do. You present a variety of people, ideas, and philosophies. This provides the expansion of my personal thought process. Without you, this might never happen. Well, sure it would. There'd be somebody else. I get so many nice emails. I don't want to read all of these. It's like I'm, jeez. I mean, you people are so sweet. How's your book coming along? Yeah, the book is like, well, obviously it's just changing all the time. I mean, I don't know. I have to say, this is from, I have to say, so many times when you made fun of flat earthers, it's kind of bothered me. And then I would remind myself, everyone is on their own journey. Yeah, you know, don't forget, we change all the time. And I've got a few emails say, man, you used to be a global guy. Sure. So you used to be this, and you used to be that, and you used to believe that, I don't know, conservatives were better than Republicans, or doesn't matter. We all believe stuff, and then we change when we get new information. So let that all go. It doesn't matter. I don't know. There's nothing firm that you got to look back on and say, I can't believe that. So it's all, it doesn't matter. You just change all the time. You change every day. You change your state of consciousness. Say, oh, well, that's not true. That's all. I don't want anyone to keep digging back and say, I can't believe you, because you didn't used to believe. Well, okay. There's no back, you know. There's just no back. And there's just no forward. There's no future, and there's no past. So when you think you want to think back about the way you were 10 years ago, that's just an illusion. You are what you are now. And you can be whatever way you want now. What do you want to be? Which brings us to the title of our show. The truth will set you free. And you are the truth. So poof, you're free. What are you going to do now? On and on. All these nice people. I won't read all these right now. You know, it's just quite amazing that I won't read them all now. For what it's worth, the percentage of people that are sending me emails from around the world saying, you go, boy, go get them. It's about time. Where you been? You know, on the flat earth thing, is like 90% positive. Don't you think that's interesting? 90%. maybe 95%. Very few think you're crazy. And, you know, that's, who cares? But that, isn't that interesting? I remember when, what was it, in 20, I don't even know, 2016, 2015, we were doing a lot of shows every week with Andrew Goss. Oh, yeah. And it was all about, you know, Trump and Hillary. And Andrew was really quite conservative. And me too. And I'm a libertarian, really, if I had to put a name on me. And so we were really kind of rooting for Trump and talking about how he would be a better choice for the country. We lost a lot of people over that. I mean, it never really hurt us financially. We Spirit took care of us, but we really did. There was a lot of, we lost it. We took a big hit by taking a stand on being, you know, we thought Trump would be a better choice than Hillary. And obviously, looking back, my God, what these globalists are doing now. And Hillary's a globalist. She is, and so is Biden, and the people controlling Biden, and they're globalists, and they're doing everything they can to bring in this one world government and this great Green New Deal and the whole thing, man. That's their whole, their whole mission in life is to have a one world government out of Klaus Schwab, and they're controlling Biden. Whew. That's what this whole vaccine thing is about. They just want to kill a bunch of people, and now he's going to go back and get all involved in the UN. And this guy's dangerous, you know. He's dangerous. After finding mysterious white floating contaminants in 5 unused vials of Pfizer's COVID vaccine, Pfizer says they're safe. These people, you know, I just can't even believe it's still going on. You know, the mainstream media is just, they're totally, absolutely. Prices are rising. They're just creating money. Biden's closing XL pipeline. Everything they're doing is from a globalist perspective to turn this country into a third world country. Everything they're doing. Everything. So, stay out of their way. They're bonkers. It'll be fine. They won't last. They're not going to last. Something's going to happen, you know. I don't know what, but something's going to happen. Yep. So just pay your taxes, stay out of the way, you'll be fine. That's all I can say. So I think we'll go now. We covered all? Yeah. All right, kids. I'm getting a little hungry. How about you? Anybody hungry out there? Richard Massey, Monday. Dr. Ray Peet. We couldn't get him on Tuesday like we wanted, so we're going to interview Andrew Kaufman and Dr. Tom Cowan Monday at 2 p.m. So get in any questions that you have for these guys. And I have a lot of questions for him. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Just put down Kaufman and Cowan in the subject line. Well, and then we'll air that on Tuesday. Charlie's going to be here on Wednesday and walk you through the entire religious exemption document that he has produced that I think is really good. He's got Supreme Court cases, man. I think this will keep you out of hot water. And then Melissa Sell on Wednesday. So we have a great week of shows. Maybe somebody else too. Come across people you want us to have on, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. Great emails this morning. Good stuff. Have a nice weekend. We're going to do something. Great. Okay, I love you guys. Thanks. We'll see you Monday. Richard Massey. Damn it. May the blessings be. Take care.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneNetwork.com.